Hello, thank you for calling the Depo Provera helpline. My name is Brandon on a recorded line. May I ask who I'm speaking to?
Hi, this is Ariel with the Legal Intake Center. I have a potential new Depo Provera claimant on the line, Miss Rakita Owens. Can you help her out with her claim, please?
Yes, I can take over from here.
Thank you. You guys both have a great weekend and best of luck to you, Miss Owens.
Thank you.
Thanks. Bye.
Hello, Rakita.
Yes.
Hi, my name is Brandon Sharp. I'm going to be your intake specialist today towards the Depo Provera lawsuit. Now, we are on a recorded line, like I mentioned. Would you like to see if you can get a claim started today?
Yes.
Okay. Now, have you spoken to any attorneys in the past regarding this?
No.
Okay. And can you confirm with me that you have never signed documents with any law firms against Depo Provera?
No.
Okay, got it. So you confirm that you have not, correct?
Yes, I have not.
Okay, now was it you who was taking Depo Provera?
Yes.
Okay, so this would be you filing the claim for yourself. Now, are you a resident as well as a citizen of the United States?
Yes.
Okay, now I apologize if you've already been asked some of these questions, but I do have to double check to verify just to let you know. But were you diagnosed with a meningioma after taking Depo Provera for at least 1 year?
Yes.
Okay, I'm sorry to hear that. When was your diagnosis? Hello?
August 15th.
August 15th. I can barely hear you. You're very low.
August 15th, 2019.
2019. Okay, got it. And what is your date of birth?
11/20/1991.
November 20th, 1991.
Yes.
Okay. And do you know anyone else who was also injured by Depo Provera?
No, I don't.
Okay. Now, onto the questions about Depo Provera. Can you confirm you used the name brand injectable contraceptive Depo Provera?
Yes.
Okay. And did you use it for 1 year minimum?
Yes.
And within 1 year, can you confirm you had at least four injections prior to being diagnosed?
Yes.
Okay. Now, when was the first year that you used Depo Provera?
2015.
2015. Okay. And when was the last year that you used it?
2019.
2019. Okay. Was it around your diagnosis that you stopped?
Yes.
Okay. Got it. Okay. So it looks like you used it for about 4 years, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Got it. And now, for HIPAA compliance purposes only, can you confirm your gender for me? Got it. And what is your marital status? Okay. Your first name, is that spelled Rakita? Okay. And Owens is Owens. Okay. Rakita, do you have a middle name? Okay. Say that one more time for me. TYKESE. Got it. Okay. All right. TYKESE. I got that correct. Now, what is your social? 3721308 30. Okay, now for your primary contact information, the best email I have up for you is D as in dog, P as in Piper, D as in dog, 313 at yahoo.com.
Yes.
Okay, and your primary phone number is that 313-653-9001.
Yes.
Okay. Is this your mobile phone?
Yes.
Okay. Would you prefer to be texted, emailed, or given a phone call regarding your case?
Text.
Okay. And what is the best time of day for you?
Any
day. Okay. Or any time. Got it. And what is your current address?
3450 Yorkshire, Detroit, Michigan.
Yorkshire. And is that a street or road? What did you say?
Road.
And where is this located?
Detroit, Michigan.
48224. Is this an apartment or a house?
House.
Got it. Okay, so going back to your diagnosis for the meningioma, what was your doctor's name that diagnosed you?
Dr. Jeffrey Oppenheimer.
Okay.
Jeffrey Oppenheimer.
Okay, Oppenheimer, got it. And what hospital is he located at?
Harvard University Hospital.
Give me one second. Harper University Hospital?
Yes.
Okay, got it. And that's off John R. Street, right?
Yes.
Okay, I have the correct hospital down here. Okay, and I do have a phone number for the hospital. Do you know your doctor's phone number? It's okay if you don't. Oh, I see. Okay, I have the correct number here then. Now, previously in life, have you ever been diagnosed with cancer before?
No.
Okay, got it. And when it comes to your treatment, when you were diagnosed, were you treated afterwards?
Yes.
Okay, and was it the same doctor that helped you through that, Jeffrey?
Yes.
Got it. Okay, let me put down his information here. Give me one second. Okay, and after you went through your treatment, did you get diagnosed any type of medication?
No.
No, okay. Got it. Give me one second. Okay, so now when it comes down to your own medical records, did you hold on to those yourself, or are they still with the hospital?
Hospital.
At the hospital, okay, got it. And if you were to request them, you would be able to receive them, correct?
Yes.
Okay, if you had them, could you email them?
Yes.
Okay. Got it. My last question for you is if you would like to put down an emergency contact in case we cannot contact you.
My mom.
Okay. Do you live with her or does she live separate?
Separate.
Got it. And her first name?
Henrietta, H-E-N-R-I-E-T-T-A.
Got it. And her last name is Owens as well?
Yes.
Okay. And what is her phone number?
248-416-6597.
6597. Got it. And this is your mother.
Yeah.
Do you know her email? It's okay if you don't.
I don't.
Okay. I'll go ahead and put down your email instead here. Okay. Got it. Okay. Now, that was the final question I had for you. I'll go ahead and send these documents over to your text as well as your email here, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so what these documents are the retainers for the attorney. So after you sign them, the attorney will give you a call. It is the end of the week, so most likely around Monday you should receive this call or later today. But that being said, after you sign that, you also can possibly give us the chance to pull those medical records unless you want to get them yourself. Other than that, you're all set after you sign these. Are you available to sign these now?
Yes, I'm doing it right now.
Okay. And let me know when you submit them so I can review them.
Okay. I'm done.
Okay. Give me 1 second here. Yes, so you are all set there. Now, expect that call possibly later today if they're not too filled up when it comes to claims. But most likely you'll receive it in the morning on Monday, as I did put down mornings might be the best time for you. So it should be around a little bit earlier than now. But that being said, keep an eye out. I'll send you a text from my personal desk line, so you can send me a text or a call if you have any questions, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Of course. My name is Brandon Sharp, by the way, so I hope I made this process easy for you.
You did. Thank you.
Of course. Have a good rest of your day.
You too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.